Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City have confirmed they will not be furloughing any of their non-playing staff due to the coronavirus outbreak, becoming the first Premier League side to make the commitment. Five top-flight sides have already decided to place non-playing staff on furlough, meaning the government will pay 80% of their wages while they're not working. Tottenham and Liverpool have come in for particular criticism for their decision to furlough staff, but City have chosen not to take a similar course of action, with a spokesperson saying, "We can confirm, following a decision by the chairman and board last week, that City will not be utilising the UK government's coronavirus job retention scheme." Meanwhile, City and Spurs have inquired about the availability of Yanis Hadji. That's according to the Rangers loanee's agent, Giovanni Bacali. The 21-year-old has caught the eye during his short time on loan at Ibrox from Belgian side Genk, finding the net three times in all competitions. Hadji's agent has now revealed that City and Spurs are among the clubs that are interested in signing his client, but Rangers remain the favourites to sign him. And finally, David Silva is weighing up offers from Spain, the USA and Japan as he decides his next move. The City icon will leave the Etihad at the end of the season after 10 glittering years with the club. Silva has won 11 major trophies and is looking for a new challenge when his contract runs out at City. He was widely expected to head for the MLS, where David Beckham is keen to sign him for Inter Miami, but Silva now has an offer from Real Betis which would allow him a swan song in his home country. That's all for now. We'll have more later.